All right, so it's already been Shabbos Mavochim Chedesh Elul. We are in the Sadeh. We're in the field. We're getting ready for big things. The mashal of the Melech Basadeh is from the Alter Rebbe, from Likutei Torah. A very, very, very well-known mashal, which the Rebbe explained many, many times with different, bringing out different details of the mashal at different times in different sichas and maimarim. But what we're going to learn tonight together is very, very special because the Rebbe brings out some details in this classic mashal that, to my knowledge, you don't find anywhere else. These are special protim of the mashal of the Melech Basadeh, what are negeya to children in Tzivas Hashem, and even for those who are not children, or children of all ages, maybe we'll call it, it brings out a certain, another level in the mashal. So let's take a look here. And this is entitled Elul. Man kehrt sich von Sade Sommercamp zum Stadt. Elul. We're returning back from the Sade, from the field, which is summer camp, and we're going to the city. Literally, leaving the country where the summer camps are located and going back to the city where most of the campers live. Okay, let's just jump right in. Alts is Bashkocha Protis. Everything is divine providence. Der Moschel is sehr zugepasst zu dem Seder, wie es führt sich da. The Moschel of the Melech Basadeh, is very appropriate to what's going on here right now. As in Chedish Elul kehrt man sich von die Sommercamps, was gefinden sich in Dresden von Stadt. In Elul happens to be, nothing happens to be, obviously, in Elul, Bashkocha Pratis, is when we come back from the camps which are out in the country, generally speaking. Und dorten, in Feld, and not just they're in the country, but they're in, you know, areas that are field-like, literally a field, a real field, not a metaphorical field, an actual field. Hat man verbracht Wochen noch anand in der jüdischen Sviva, and that was where, in camp, we've just spent consecutive weeks in a Jewish environment, zwischen Jiden und jüdische Sachen, among Jewish people and Jewish things. So before we go forward, I just want to bring something out here. The Alter Rebbe explained Elul 200 years ago. Over 200 years ago, the Alter Rebbe explained what is Elul. With a mashal, Elul, on one hand, is a time of Hizgalas Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim. That's how it explains it in Likutei Torah. On the other hand, Elul is a time of Yemei Chol. In fact, in very stark contrast with the next month, with Tishrei, which is full of Yomim Tevim, Elul doesn't have one single Yom Tov. So on one hand, it's a time of special spiritual energy. Hizgalas Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim. Yemei Rotzin. Yemei Rachamim. It's a time of divine favor, divine compassion. And you would think it would be full of Yomim Tevim, or maybe the whole Chedesh would be one big Yom Tov. And nevertheless, not one single Yom Tov. And the way the Alter Rebbe explains that phenomenon is with a mashal of, you know what it's like? It's like the field outside of the palace when the king is returning to the palace and he goes through the field. So, fakert, the fact that it's not a Yom Tov, that it's all Yemei Chol, that's its mile. It's Mila is like a king who, when he's passing through the field, everyone has access. Okay. So that's the mashal, the way the Alter Rebbe brought it out. 200 years later, the Rebbe brings out, unpacks, decodes more depth that's in this mashal. And like the Rebbe says, Alts is Bashkocha Pratis. The whole idea of returning to school, you're finishing up camp, you're winding up summer camp, you're going back to school, that's something that is very, very, you know, deeply embedded in the rhythm of life of a child. Okay, that's like, there are two seasons. There's camp and there's school, right? And then, or maybe there's camp and there's getting ready for camp, right? That's the rhythm, that's the pulse of life for a child. Comes the Rebbe and explains how Altes Bashgacha Pratis, this same rhythm that takes place in Jewish life, that the Alter Rebbe explains as this relationship between a metaphorical field and a metaphorical palace, which is Elul and Tishrei, that same rhythm is represented literally in the life of the Jewish child. And what's more, it's not just a metaphorical field. It's a literal field. Literally, at this time of year, the child is winding up his days in a sada, in a literal sada, and he's getting ready to go back to the palace, to the city. In other words, the Rebbe is bringing out here how the child's life is so in tune with the cycle, the pattern, the rhythm of what's happening spiritually. And just, I mean, there's a couple of things I just want to, you know, remark on here. First of all, you see that the Rebbe is the Rebbe of children. What do I mean by that? That the Rebbe, maybe you can say, I'm not a historian, so to make such a claim, I don't know, you'd have to be a historian, but I think the Rebbe is the first Rebbe who not only the Rebbe has children who are chassidim, full-fledged chassidim. Children are not chassidim in training. They're not a lesser class or a second class. The children are the Rebbe's chassidim. And the Rebbe is so in tune with his chassidim that he's bringing out depth in a mushel that for 200 years the grown-ups didn't know about this. I mean, it was obviously, it was always there. But for 200 years, the grown-ups didn't know about this aspect of the mushel. And now the Rebbe, because he has children who are chassidim, is bringing out another whole dimension of Melech Basadeh that was never understood or known or discovered or maybe even dreamt of before. So that's the first thing I just want to point out. The second thing is how comforting it is, how reassuring it is that the Rebbe is talking to a child right now and explaining to the child what's going on in your life as a child is so perfect. It's so appropriate. It's so, the fact that we're gearing up now for Tishrei, for Yom Narayim, High Holidays, whatever you want to call it, the shift from the summer to the school year, you as a child are so in tune. What's happening in your life right now is exactly what's happening spiritually. It's what's happening in the universe right now. In other words, it's like telling the child, you are exactly where you ought to be. You're exactly in the right movement and the right pace, exactly how it's supposed to be happening. Now, I don't know what to tell kids in Australia where they have Tishrei in the middle of the school year, right? But at any rate, that's a miyot of a miyot. But the Rebbe is speaking to the children and basically reinforcing it's. The word I would use is, it's very reassuring. It's very reassuring to be reminded that what's happening for you right now in your life as a child is really, really representative of what's actually happening, you know, in the highest planes. And yeah, again, this brings me back to the first comment that I wanted to make, how the Rebbe has chassidim who are children, It's like, it's not even like, oh, you're the kids. You have the kids' version of Yiddishkeit. No, actually, what the kids are doing right now is more in line with what's happening in the universe right now at this time of year than maybe some adults who don't have that literal transition from field to city at this time of year. Okay, so just wanted to point that out. Let's continue here in the text. Yidden werden zugeglichen zu Eitzasade, a Bäumenfeld. Jews are compared to a tree in the field. Actually, this happens to be from this week's Parsha, from Parsha's Shaftim, ki odem Eitzasade. So it's another connection to the Hashgacha Pratis from this time of year. Jews are compared to a tree in the field. So now the Rebbe is bringing in another aspect of the Mashal. The Melech Basade is connected to the ki odem Eitzasade. And how are we connecting the two things? Okay, let's see. Punkt via beim halt in einwachsen und a reus geben peiros und in die peiros seine veran kendelach von welche es wellen eus wachsen noch beimer was geben a reus peiros und a sei weiter. Just like a tree is growing and giving out fruits, and the fruits contain within them seeds from which will grow more trees, which give out more fruits, and so on and so forth. Okay, that's the mashal. We're going to get to the nimshal, but before we go to the nimshal, I just want to point something out. Ki odem Eitzasade here. What's the mashal? It's very important. The true meaning of growth. Growth is a multi-dimensional concept. In fact, many of us are aware of the Torah of the Baal Shem Tov about Tzadik Kitamer Yifrach, Ke'eres Bilavon Yiske. It's a pasuk in Tehillim, Kapitel Tzadik. Tzadik Kitamer Yifrach, Ke'eres Bilavon Yiske. A tzadik will flourish like a date palm, like a cedar in Lebanon. He'll grow very tall. So the Baal Shem Tov explained that this is talking about two different types of tzaddikim. One is a tzaddik who's like an Erez Bilavonin, a Lebanese cedar. He grows very, very tall, very good wood. That's what they made the Beis HaMikdosh out of. So his growth is mostly in his growing, his becoming more of a mushlam. What's lacking, though, is he doesn't give fruits. There's no such thing as a cedar fruit until Mashiach will come. Then you have the Tamar, the date palm. The date palm doesn't grow as tall. I mean, it's tall, but I mean, it's not short, it's not a bush, it's a tall tree. But you've seen a date palm, yeah, it's a tall tree. But it's not tall like a cedar. But it gives fruit. And the reason that it's not as tall is precisely because it gives fruit, that much of the energy that it would have given into growing taller, the cedar spends all of its energy on itself. The date palm uses its energy also to produce fruit. And the fruit gives nourishment to people and to animals, but also the fruit contains within it seeds, and the seeds grow more date palms, which in turn grow more fruits with more seeds. And that's what growth is. Growth is not just my own personal development. It can't be. Growth cannot be one-dimensional. It cannot just be my personal development, even for a child. And I say even for a child because during childhood, that is the time to focus more on self than on environment. When we grow up and we become married and we have responsibilities to a family and then to a community and ultimately to the world, the focus becomes less and less self and more, you know, other. And for a child, it is me time. It is a time that to work on yourself and to develop yourself. But even for a child, see, this is a chiddush. Even for a child, growth cannot just be my growth. Growth has to be two things, like a tree. Growth, the tree grows, but then also growth means giving fruit. And fruit means the reproductive cycle where fruit gives rise to more trees, which give rise to more fruits, which give rise to more trees, and so on and so forth. And as I write, like the Rebbe says here, there's a whole a cycle which never ends. So that's the first thing, is that growth, in the Rebbe's worldview, growth always is multidimensional. It's not just my personal growth, it's my growth as an influencer, and then my influence becomes an influence on others because those who I influenced then go on to influence still more people, just like the fruit that grows from the tree, which grows a tree, which grows fruit. There's a saying, anyone can count the seeds in an apple, but only Hashem knows how many apples are in a seed. So when you talk about a seed, the fruit, that's the idea of your influence grows exponentially, that with every person who you reach out to and you touch, so then so much more, the influence magnifies itself and it grows and grows and grows from there. Okay, so we're in the Sada right now, the Alter Rebbe's Sada, Melech Basada. But at the same time, we're sort of morphing together the Alter Rebbe's Melech Basada with the Ki Adam Eitz Sada. So we're in the Sada, and what are we doing? We're growing. And what does it mean we're growing? We're not just growing and becoming better ourselves, but we're growing in being influential on others. Okay, let's continue here. So, just like a tree grows, it grows taller and it gives fruits, so too, let's read the Nimshol, Azay Eich Bayidin is Nitshayech Atzait Wenn er endigt wachsen, chas v'sholom in Yiddishkeit. So too with a Jew. There's no such thing as a time when you're no longer growing in your Yiddishkeit. Nor er halt in einwachsen, und wenn hecher in Yiddishkeit, und gitteres besser peres. Rather, he's always growing taller and giving more fruit. Both of those. Growing taller, so the tree itself is taller. Giving more fruits, fruits that benefit others, and also which produce another generation of trees. Okay, so there's no break. Just like the tree is always growing and always giving fruit, so too, there's no break. Even when we're in the Sada, like I'm about to say, that wasn't a break. We weren't taking a break from growth. That was part of the growth. Okay, so we're about to see a new level in the Mashal of Melech Basada. El isn't just a preparation for Tishrei. El itself is growth. Let's read inside. De zel bazach ven yiddishe kinder gefinnen sich in Sada. In Zumer camps, the same thing when Jewish children are in the field, the literal field, in the summer camp. Trotzdem, was sie seinen äußigen Sachen zu verstärken dem Gesund von Guff. Although they're involved in things to make their bodies healthier, getting fresh air, getting exercise. Ist zusammen damit halten sie in ein Mäus of sein, in alle Sachen von Kedusha, lernen Teira, davenen und in Kiyama Mitzvahs. At the very same time, they are growing in their Jewish things, in learning Teira, in holy things, in learning Teira, in davening, in doing mitzvahs. Siz gor farkert. In fact, adarabba, to the contrary, not only are they also doing holy things while they're taking care of their body? No, it's even higher than that. Der ganze Zweck von dem Vernommen sich mit Prias HaGuf ist kedei, als durch dem soll man kennen noch mehr Meisav sein in alle Unionen von Teira und Mitzvahs. The whole purpose of dealing with the body, making the body healthier, was only to be able to increase in Unionen of Teira and in Mitzvahs. So the whole thing was holy. So you think holy starts when you go to school? I love this. I just love this. It's like Elul is camp, Tishrei is school. That's such a mushel. I mean, that's what the Alter Rebbe meant. How could the Alter Rebbe? That's what the Alter Rebbe meant all along. Elul is camp, Tishrei is school. You think that camp is just to get ready for school? Camp is school. Camp is the same thing. There's no such thing as a break. Oh, you think it's summer, it's a break from school, and school is the real Yiddishkeit, and camp's a break? No, it's all part of the growth. It's all one thing. There's no break. There's no pause. There's no going a different direction. We're always going one direction. Growth, growth, growth. Okay. Let's continue. Und das ist die spezielle Ablehnung von jüdischen Kindern, was kehren sich von Sommercamps in Chedesh Elul. So this is the special teaching that applies to the Jewish children. And we grown-ups could also learn from the Jewish children the fact that in Elul, Bashkocha Pratis, is that time of shifting from camp to school. Ma doch as afilu di, was vernehmen sich mit Feldarbeit. Is a der kenig zeindik in sodem a kabel ponem mit a lichtik in freilich in ponem. So if The people in the Alter Rebbe's original mashal, the people in the Sadeh, they were in their overalls, you know, doing, you know, gardening or whatever. They're not clean. They're dirty. They're wearing work clothes, right? And yet the king sees them and he smiles at them and he receives them with a happy face. So if that's the case, if the people in the field who are involved in field things, the king receives them so kindly, is dochavade wenn zayndik in sode is men gewen reingeton in ganzen in jiddischen heilige Sachen. So how much more so the children, even when they were in the field, they were doing Jewish holy things. Is doch sicher, as der Rebbe nimmt sie auf mit Simcha und erfüllt alle seine Bakosche. So how much more so Hashem for sure greets them with joy and fulfills all of their requests. Because the kids are in the field, and even in the field, they're already one step ahead. They're already, it's not like they're waiting to get to the city, to the palace, to become holy. In the field, they're already holy. Okay. Und Punkt, wie in Marshall, ist die Kabbalas Panem von Kenig in Feld, die zu Gretung auf der Nacht umkehren sich mit M in Stadt bis zu reingehen Hechel Amelech, dem Kenigs Palaz. Azai is as euch in Nimshel. Just like in the Mashal, that the greeting, the king greeting us in the field is a preparation to follow him and go along with him into the palace, so too in the Nimshel, so too what we're talking about with children. Die alle gute Einflussen und Beschlussen von der Zeit, wenn mir ist gewen in die Sommercamps. All the good influence and the good decisions that happened while we were in camp, in Feld, seinen zu Gretung auf der Zeit, wenn man kehrt sich in Stadt. It was all just building up to being able to have a good Tishrei. Die Aspor darf sein, kentig bemeschig dem ganzen Jahr, and the influence of camp has to be recognizable all year long. Durch dem, was man fährt sich auf, wie es fordert sich von der Jiddisch Kind. How will the influence of camp be recognizable all year long? Because the Jewish child will conduct himself properly, as a Jewish child must. Und man will tun dem Eibischten's Rotzin mit der Sachayis. And he'll want to do Hashem's Rotzin with a lot of exuberance, excitement. Und beschaß, man macht die richtige Achlotte in dem. Und mit Simcha. And when we make the right resolution about this, and we do so with joy. Zu sein, was mehr reu und verdienstvoll zum umkehren sich zusammen mit dem Melch zu sein Palatz, that we want to make ourselves more fitting and more worthy of following along with the king from the field back to his palace. Ba kommt man gleich die Ksiva v'chsima teva mit alle brachas von Ebishten. We immediately, you don't even have to wait till Tishrei. You have a good camp, and you absorb the right influence in camp, and you make the right hachlotas during camp, and automatically you get a ksiva v'chsima teva. Already, it's already signed and sealed, waiting for you to head into Tishrei with. Mi yodei hamleya hapsucha hakdesha v'harchova, from Hashem's full, open, holy, wide hand. So there you go. This is how to have the right new year. This is how to get all the brachas. It's all about the sode. It's not that we're in a sode because we're in a holding pattern. We're waiting to get to the real place. No, there's never such a thing. The sode itself, it's not just that because on the way to the palace, you have to go through the sod. There's not, in the Rebbe's worldview, there's never anything like this. There's no such thing as, you know, the Rebbe brings a lot in the Sichs for the grown-ups, that the Rogachover says even a Hechsher mitzvah is a mitzvah. There's no such, in Machdo Eretz Yisrael, there's a whole lumdus about this, but the Nakuda is, there's no such thing as, oh, it's only a preparation. What are you talking about? The preparation itself, I guess it's what I was saying earlier, you know, about letting the child know that the rhythm and the pattern of their life is totally in the right flow, in the right space, exactly in tune with what's happening in reality right now. The idea that wherever you are right now is exactly the right place. There's no such thing as, you know, when we'll get to the school year, when we'll get to Tishrei, when it'll be Rosh Hashanah. You're exactly where you need to be right now. And when you put yourself totally into where you need to be right now, then everything automatically falls into place and you just roll into the next. You roll with the momentum. You're already riding the wave and you're just going strong already when you come to the next place where you need to be. Anyways, such a beautiful mashal. I think we need to share it with adults that Elul is camp and Tishrei is school. And when you have the right camp, then you're going to have the right school year. And that's it. Ksivu chsima teva.
It's very interesting how I got the sikha earlier today and I was looking at it and I saw the same words that you said, but I saw a very different sikha. The way you gave it over in such a way, so many different points, but the thing that I think that resonated with me most is this idea of how the child, their whole life is their avodas Hashem. I think that for a child, like, I think that the key of a soldier in Hashem's army is total dedication, total commitment. And for a child to be able to see that their sports in camp and their what they're doing in their school environment is all part of their avodas Hashem, is the most fundamental message you can give a child.
And Adrabba, their life is more close to the mashal of Malach Basada than ours. They're getting it right. They're really in tune with the way it ought to be right now.
Amazing. So
we can extend this not only to the Sada, but every day when a child comes home and he's playing or doing whatever he does at home, that's all part of the chinuch.
That's right.
It's very interesting because we in our house we listen to your Chavis and Lavis shiurim.
Thank you. That's nice.
So I was in shul and I was speaking to somebody. I was telling them that before the shiurim, so I always knew the part says Nayem Yem as Medigers to Harvanya, you can't earn one penny more than was already destined for you. But it was a vart. But when you listen to the shiurim, suddenly you become realize that it's not a vart. This is just the reality. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, you lose that, if you want to call it drive, that you had. That I have to do this or I have to do that because otherwise it's not going to work. So somebody who shows, and so I can sit in shul and dive it a little longer. It's not going to hurt because. That's not going to take away from the parnasa that the Ebishtu was going to give me. And so somebody in shul was saying, but Lepel, I have to work. You can't just be a batlan and see in shul all day. Says them, you don't get it. What they're telling us is that you are working 24 hours a day. That's your right. Sleep is it. Right. Your eating is it.
Yep.
And your davening is
That's
it.
Right.
And 24 hours a day you're working.
That's
it
right.
Happens to be that some other time you're going to be in business, but you're always working.
Yeah, that's right.
And it really ties in with what you said today.
That's right. Incredible. Yeah.
Very powerful. You're changing the world, we tell.
Baruch Hashem.
Making Yiddishkeit real.
Baruch Hashem. You know, I didn't want to mention this during the shir. You know, I was hoping there'd be a little bit of a verbrengen afterwards. So I just want to, I want to point out, and to whatever extent this helps people, if it doesn't help you, then forget I said it. But when we hear something like this, you know, either we relate to it as, you know, memories of our childhood, or we relate to it as parents, or maybe you relate to it, you know, as a mechanech. But this idea of the rhythm of the year, the summer and then the autumn and the, you know, the school year is as a rhythm in your life, you know, that's something we relate to. It resonates with us. I just want, to whatever extent it's helpful, to point out, I don't believe the Rebbe went to summer camp. And I don't believe, you know, that, you know, We know that the Rebbe's chinuch was different than a regular chinuch, so it wasn't like, you know, the Rebbe's talking about his own childhood. But the way that Rebbe is so in tune with you ask a holy person, you know, what's Elul? Elul's getting ready for Tishrei. He wouldn't even think. I'm talking about regular holy people. I'm talking about, you know, the Roshei Alfei Yisroel. What's Elul? Elul's a hachana for Tishrei. They wouldn't even think that this is a time where children are getting ready for school. Unless you're a parent. Unless you're a parent of children, then it's very real to you because you get the book list and you got to make sure your kid has the uniform and they you have to make sure, you know, all the stuff that we're doing. But for the Rebbe to be that in tune with the fact that children, what's Elul? Elul is Tishrei, you're getting ready for Tishrei. And the Rebbe is, well, yeah, but what does that mean? It means children are coming over from camp and they're ready to go to school. For a Manig Yisroel to be in tune with that, you would have to believe that whoever spoke such a sicha has small children at home right now. To be in tune, to even think, to mention that, when everything that's going on in Elul is going on, Befrat a tzaddik who's in tune with the spirituality of it, you would think to be able to say such a sicha, to have it even occur to say such a sicha, that he must have small children at home. So you see, at least to me, what is a neshama klolis? Someone that's in tune with every single Jew. And that means that the Rebbe is in tune with the children and their life is a real life and their Avedas Hashem is a real Avedas Hashem and what's going on for them right now is just as important and just as real as what's going on in big people's lives. And not only just as real, but in the child's life, you can bring out a whole new appreciation of a 200-year-old mashal from the Alter Rebbe that nobody appreciated because maybe nobody... Until now, you know, you didn't have a nasi who was speaking about and being in tune with the lives of children. And it, to me, it's just absolutely astounding. We take it for granted. I coined a term a few years ago when I was teaching seminary. The term is spiritually spoiled. We know what materially spoiled. Materially spoiled is somebody who has all the comforts and, you know, they get a car for their 16th birthday and they crash the car and then daddy buys you a new car. That's called materially spoiled. Spiritually spoiled is we don't realize the oitzreis that the Rebbe revealed, the stuff that we know that nobody knew. The Alter Rebbe's chassidim, if you would ask, you know, Zalman Zesme, Binyamin Kletzke, Shmuel Munkis, they didn't know this about the Alter Rebbe's mashal. And we know it. How do we know it? Because we have a Rebbe who revealed it to us. And it's just, it's mind-blowing. It's mind-blowing that the level of connectedness that the Rebbe has to every Jew, even children, especially children, And that therefore a whole new appreciation of Yiddishkeit comes out when a Nasi is sharing with us on this level. It is absolutely unreal. And I think sometimes because we're so spoiled, because we have so much of it, we need to stop once in a while and just say, wow, this is mind-blowing. I just wanted to put that out there.
I think it goes into the general idea of, like, when you, like we were saying last week with Rav Leibig's Teira, of how he made it Teira Achas. There was Nigla and there was Siddhis, and then how it became Teira Achas. I think in a similar sense, talking about Teira Shvi and Lehira Shchina Lamata Ba'aretz, this is what this is doing. It's taking the mashal, which was esoteric, which was more... Mm-hmm. If you want to call it removed, and then the Rebbe has made it ordered down the matter of artists to the point that it's so tangible.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. You see a lot of times when with Tzivos Hashem sichas, when the Rebbe will make this point, the Rebbe will say, Breishis Bara Elokim. Because that's that point. The idea of, it's not just in theory. It's not just in theory. The Eibishter made the world with this. This is the blueprint, right? So, you know, making it tangible, making it relatable. That's... You see this in all of the Rebbe's Torah, but especially with the children. Just the highest of the high is right here in our day-to-day lives. You know, if you just shine the light on it. It's really... Yeah, it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. It's absolutely amazing. I mean, the Rebbe is giving a child an ability to connect to this mashal the way the Chassidim of the Alter Rebbe couldn't connect to it. That's nuts. That's wild.
Yeah. That's Mashiach.
That's Mashiach. That's right. Dir b'tachteinim. Yeah, that's right. That's right. When the highest of the high is right here in this world. In fact, more so. This in this world is more than an Atzilus. Yeah.
But I do want to say, Rital, but not everybody is able to take the topics and be able to get it in the way that you give it over, and which makes it so tangible. So while it's very true, it's unbelievably appreciated how you're able to share this with us so that we can actually connect and relate to it. I think when you were on the call last Fabrenga, when I was saying how the I don't know if you remember when you went to Australia, you were giving shiurim and Tanya.
I remember going to Australia and giving shiurim.
Shiurim, and one of those shiurim I was able to get a recording of.
Oh, the 3-hour overview of Tanya, yeah, that one.
It was when you explained the mashal of Meir Shalta Alev with a lady getting into the car.
Yeah, that was a real story that happened to me. Yeah.
So till that point in my life when. I always knew of the concept of Meir Shalta Alev, but I didn't realize how tangible it actually is. And how, yes, we in our brain sometimes suddenly use our brain and switch off our emotions and control ourselves in that kind of practical way. So when you gave that kind of mashal, it even though the Tanya was always there, but the question is, is it tangible? Do you relate to it? And even more so, when the Rebbe is actually taking it and bringing it down and making it tangible, but we don't get it, then ach and vei. So, thank you for making it tangible.
thank you for appreciating it. I'm just saying it the way I like to hear it myself. And if you also like it, that's wonderful.
We all do. And we really look forward. And thank you still so much.
Okay, my pleasure. Okay, k'sivach simateva.
Looking forward, k'sivach simateva.